Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, rodeo fans and Making Eight maniacs. This is pro rodeo announcer Brett Weldon, inviting you to sit back on the ranch with Making Eight. So get a grip, because the show starts now.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Put your hands together for this next cowboy. He has written his last seven rules, and tonight he's going to try and make it eight.
Here comes the bull down.
Afternoon, good evening, rodeo fans and Making Eight maniacs. That's right. It's time for another Back on the Ranch show right here with Making Eight, your official voice of Rank Bull Apparel and BuckersNow.com. And we are fired up. Let me tell you, we have had a bittersweet weekend. It was a great weekend to be out with friends, but we've had some tragedies along the way, and we're going to let you all know kind of a little bit about what's going on. But I will tell you, paint you a little picture right here for all the fans, that we are on the road right now heading to Micanopy, Florida, and riding with me is my good buddy Jay Welker. Jay's actually been on the show with us, called in a couple times. He's a pretty good hand when it comes to bull riding. We had a good time with him this weekend, hanging out, riding through, watching him ride some bulls or get bucked off. He had a tough weekend, but he got stranded down there in our neck of the woods and needed a lift back home. Jay, welcome to the Back on the Ranch show, brother.
Well, thanks. It's good to be here.
Well, we're glad to have you, man. And, it was definitely a bittersweet weekend. We had, a good bull riding this weekend to be out at, but Friday night, you and I both got word that there were some tragedies along the way. And, this is really hard because it hits home. And I'm going to tell y'all why. It's kind of a thing where, as a bull rider, we understand how dangerous the sport is. And, it can be taken away at any minute. We just don't know, But we do our best as bull riders to get out there because that's what we love to do. And unfortunately, this weekend, Jay and I are both acquaintances with this young 16-year-old girl who is really, she had a deep passion for the sport of bull ride. And she was at a bull ride where some of you fans may know of. It was at the Crofttown Arena in Brandon, Florida. We'd been up there and done some broadcasts last year. When I was riding bulls, I used to ride up there myself, and they've been around for a long time. But, this young girl was up there riding in their exhibition, and there was an accident. She got kicked. There was nothing that anybody could have done, really to prevent it. She took all the safety measures. The bulls were, it wasn't anything different. She'd been on the same bull time and time again. But, unfortunately, she took a bad shot to the side, and it had broke some ribs, and apparently it had punctured some vital organs and caused her some internal bleeding. And she was able to get up and walk out of the arena, but after that, things went downhill real fast. And unfortunately, Brooke Coates is no longer with us. She's a good friend of ours. Jay really took her under his wing and was teaching her the ropes about bull riding. And Jay, I know this kind of hits home for you as well, bud, but we know that, this young 16-year-old girl was a hand when it came to bull riding, and she had a big passion for it, man. She had a big heart. She was definitely a cowgirl, right?
Oh, yes, sir. She'll definitely be remembered, and she'll definitely look over all of us as she's up there riding the final ride, as the Lord tells her entry fees have been paid finally. So hopefully she's approved everything we do down here and smiles upon us about it.
Yeah, and I think she does, and the biggest thing right now is just obviously prayers for her family and our rodeo family. You know, I mean, we've lost a loved one, you know, and it's hard on all of us. And, you know, speaking from a bull rider standpoint, because, you know, I spent so many years out there, and Jay can attest with me as well. He can agree that, you know, bull riding is a dangerous sport, but it's something we all risk every time we slide back down there behind them bucking chutes. You know, when we slide down on top of them bulls, it's, you know, we know what's at stake, but we're willing to take those chances for the love of the game. And, you know, but as a parent, as somebody who's got a 12-year-old son, you know, that's riding steers, it really hits home. You know, I mean, my son is ridden up there in the exhibition, you know, and it really does hit home, and it makes things a little bit difficult. But we do know that you guys are sending prayers out, and we do appreciate them, and we ask that you continue to do that. But I will tell you this, Jay Welker and myself, a few other guys down here in the Florida area right here in Tampa, we're working on putting some things together. Jay and I have been talking about doing we're going to put together a benefit bull ride coming up, and we are going to support this family. We're going to support our rodeo family out here, and we're going to let them know what kind of support they have within the rodeo community. So what I'm going to tell you is this. I'm going to ask you guys, you know, if you feel like you may want to help contribute and support this family that just lost their 16-year-old daughter, to save your nickels and dimes and stay tuned to Make an Eight, because we're going to be bringing you a broadcast, a benefit bull ride for this young girl and her family. And it's going to be a good one. Jay and I have already been talking. We've got some things in the works. We're putting that ball in motion. And I can tell you that when it's all said and done, we're looking at a date of, like, May 14th. You know, it'll be right there as the rodeos start really heating up. And I think that you guys are going to really enjoy it. And just understand that this is going for a good cause, and it's going to raise money for her family as they cope and deal with the loss of their 16-year-old daughter. So I want to let you guys know that this is where we're at. I appreciate Jay for getting on here. I know it's hard for him to talk about it. It's hard for any bull rider to talk about it because, you know, this is something that happened in the arena. And, you know, it makes you realize just how dangerous this sport really is. But the bottom line is this. We do it because we love the game, and we're going to play it for as long as we can. And I know that Brooke would not have wanted it any other way. As a bull rider, you know, that she left the legacy behind as being a female that was aggressive enough to try this game and this dangerous game. So, you know, we're going to dedicate this show to her. We're going to play all of our songs. They're going to be dedicated to Brooke Coates. And we just ask that you guys continue to lift her family up in your prayers and keep them in your thoughts as, you know, we are definitely going to they're definitely going to need them, especially here in these next few months. And, you know, really is this for a lifetime because they've lost their daughter. And that's a hard thing to get a hold of. But we're going to throw out a song right here for you. And Jay's actually working my switchboard for us. He's trying to scroll on down. If you go down to the O's there, brother man, they're alphabetized, but go down to O's.
Bear with me. I get my education quite so well.
Yeah, 10-4, man. But I'll tell you what, guys, we're going to turn things around and brighten things up here a little bit for you. I do appreciate you guys bearing with us. It's been a hard thing to grasp a hold of here in the last few days. And like I said, it's been an emotional roller coaster up and down. But when we come back from our break, we're going to come back. We're going to talk about the Iron Cowboy. We're going to talk about where Jay and I have been this weekend and just where we're headed. And so you guys stay tuned. You're listening to the Back on the Ranch show right here with Make an Eight. Don't go anywhere, fans. We'll be right back.
Billy John grew up just west of Waco. He used to bare-knuckle fight just for fun. He was wild as a Texas tornado and a bull-riding son of a gun. But one Saturday night down in Jasper, he drew a bull they called Dust Devil Rage. and that 2,200-pound hammer laid Billy John in his grave. Now there's one less tornado in Texas and a saddle that's empty tonight. There's one hell of a cowboy in heaven at that big rodeo in the sky. Oh, at that big rodeo in the sky. Well, my granddaddy rode in the 30s. He must have really been something back then, because all of my life I've heard stories about the buckle he didn't quite win. And though he never got over his losing, he's a bona fide hero to me. And Lord knows I'm sure gonna miss him, but I know he's in good company. Now there's one last tornado in Texas and a saddle that's empty tonight. There's one hell of a cowboy in heaven at that big rodeo in the sky. Oh, that big rodeo in the sky. There's one less tornado in Texas and a saddle that's empty tonight. There's one hell of a cowboy in heaven at that big rodeo in the sky. Oh, at that big rodeo in the sky.
Roger Mooney. When you get ready to get a grip and get explosive, get all of your bull riding info on Makin8.com. Tune it in, rip off the knob, and let's get hide, hump, hooves, and horns. Makin 8 is a winner.
All right. Welcome back to the Back on the Ranch show right here with Makin 8, your official voice of Rank Bull Apparel and BuckersNow.com. And we're getting things fired up right here. Gonna tell you though, you know, like I said, that song right there was dedicated to the young Miss Brooke Coates, and we want to wish her family the best right now as they deal with this tragedy, and we all do. You know, it's a rodeo family, but you know, it really, one thing that Jay brought out here during the break was, you know, don't be afraid to go after your dreams, but don't be afraid to pay the price. And that really holds true, you know, and that's kind of our cowboy logic for the night. That's some good cowboy logic, Jay. I appreciate that, man. You know, it really says a lot. You know, we can't hold back and be afraid of what's out there for us. But at the same time, we got to be willing to pay the price that's at hand. And, you know, when it comes to bull riding, it's definitely a danger. We love it. We definitely love it. And we actually got a caller calling in right here on my cell phone. Wouldn't you know it, it's Jimmy Bennett.
Jimmy Bennett. Let's answer the phone with Jimmy Bennett.
I can't, though, man, because then that takes me off the air. I know, right?
Call Jimmy Bennett back.
We'll have to call him back after the show.
Got the rest of my belongings I lost over this long weekend.
Yeah, so explain to us now just why or how it is that you got stranded down here in Bradenton, Florida.
Well, it just we all come down for the SSBR finals, and my ride wanted to go home, and I wanted to go out and celebrate with our new 2010 SSBR champion, Austin Gross, and my good friends, and I ended up getting a little bit too intoxicated and forgot to go home with the other ride. So I sit here now in your truck going home.
That's right. And he don't even have the gas money to get us there. I'm just being nice enough because Jay is a good hand and he's a good friend. So, but that's what we do for our family. We help each other out. And you actually had a good meal, too, for the first time in a while, haven't you?
I've had a good meal and an excellent sandwich fixed by your wife, just so if she's listening.
That's right. Mrs. Making Eight out there, and she's actually not with us here, unfortunately. She had to take care of the home front, you know, and get the kids tied up. But we had her with us. For the last 2 days, we're out watching some great bull riding. It was great to see some good friends, you know, watch some great bull riding action. It really was. It was an action-packed weekend, and, you know, we had a lot of fun with it. Luke Kaufman and Matt Merritt, North Carolina Cowboys, come down, and Luke was behind the microphone, and Matt was out there in the arena, and we had a good time with them. And, shoot, we was even giving Matt Merritt a hard time out here the second night. We was giving him a few dance moves. We was kind of imitating him because, well, shoot, you guys know as well as we do that we were out here on the road with him and traveling with him the whole month of January just about, you know. And so we kind of learned all his dance moves, and we were kind of breaking it down before he could get a chance to do it. So it was throwing him off a little bit, but, hey, that's what we do. You know, we got to give each other a hard time. And we did have a lot of fun down there. Unfortunately, Jay, you had yourself kind of a rough weekend and got bucked off both days, right?
Yes, sir, but hopefully I'll get back on track. I just took a little bit of a break, and taking a break, you don't always come back a little rusty and dusty, but it's off and settled out now, so next week going to be a lot better.
That's right, man. And are you out planning on hitting a rodeo this next weekend?
Yes, sir. I will be in Cross City, Florida for a Zebra event. It'll be Saturday night. I think the show starts at 8. That's about the only place I'm going.
It's 10-4, man. Well, I'll tell you what. We might – who knows? You know, we might end up getting up there ourselves. Now, Cross City, where is Cross City?
Cross City is out by – it's in Dixie County, out west of Chiefland.
That's right. That's right. It sure is. And, well, shoot, isn't that one of Eugene Carter's deals?
Yes, sir. It'll be a Eugene Carter event sanctioned with Zebra. Should be a good bull ride, and hopefully everybody can make it out to Carl City this weekend and support us in our event that we like to do so well. Just hope to see everybody there.
You betcha, man. You betcha. Well, I'll tell you what, though. We did see some great hands down there, and you're just saying that you're out partying with the new Southern States champion, and that would be Austin Gross. And, man, what a hand he is, you know. We got the chance to haul him up to Statesville, North Carolina, and ride with him a little bit. He's a good kid, and I think he's going to go places. I think he's going to make a real good champion. He's a good people person, ain't he?
Oh, yes, sir. Austin Gross is an excellent person. Definitely look for him in the PBR standing probably this coming up year. I mean, he's going to make a name for himself. He's proven time in and time out again that he handles himself under pressure. He rides rank bulls, and that's what it takes to go to the top. And Austin Gross will definitely be on tour this year.
Yeah, sure did. You know, as a matter of fact, it came down to the last ride between him and Brian Corson as to who was going to win this championship, you know. And unfortunately, you know, I don't think Brian had a good chance at the bull, but, you know, you get what you're drawn, and that's the way it is.
Yes, sir.
But, you know, I mean, when it came down to it, Austin made the ride that he needed to make in order to hold on to that championship, and he did just that. And it was really cool to see him. And, shoot, you know, like I said, Austin's such a good hand, and we just love hanging around him. I mean, he's a great guy. Trying to see what is going on here in the chat room, but trying to see and make sure the truck stays in between the white lines here. But, oh, I see that we got some fans that are overseas right now, tuned in, listening right now to the Back on the Ranch show. All of our overseas European bull riding buddies, we got to give y'all a big shout out and say, hey, thank y'all for tuning in and listening, and thank y'all for y'all's support out here this past weekend as we were posting out here the tragic news that we had right here in the hometown. But, yeah, we do appreciate you guys, and appreciate all you guys are doing for the sport of bull riding. You know, we got a whole group of fans that are a whole group of bull riders right there in Europe, man, Germany and a little bit of everywhere. And they all get together. Their season's about to start up here, I think, about a month. So they're going to be tearing things up. We're going to be kind of keeping up with them. What do you think? You want to go overseas and try your hand at some of those deals?
Well, if they'll let me out of the country, I'll go, but I don't know if they're going to let me out of the country.
They won't let you. They'll give you a hard enough time just leaving the county, Jay.
That they do.
Well, shoot, buddy. We'll have to wait and see how that goes, man. But, that's one of our goals. We want to try to get over there as well. It'd be great to do one of them broadcasts and bring it to all the Making 8 fans that are tuned in right now checking us out. I'm kind of disappointed. I know it's a little short-handed here tonight, and I figured we'd kind of be up there a little bit. We got to talk a little bit about the Iron Cowboy, too. I mean, what a great weekend. Now, Jay and I, of course, we're down here in Palmetto, Florida, and we watched one of the legends down here in the state of Florida, in Brian Corson. Friday night, that guy turned out a beta bull ride like I ain't seen him ride since he was back on the PBR tour back in 05. I mean, that guy made a ride.
I'll have to agree. Brian Corson, he's, hate to say it, old man, but you're getting up there in age if you're listening. So, but Brian Corson is definitely one you should never bet against. Every time he shows up, pays extra fees, there's a chance of him riding the ranks of bull they have and winning the bull ride. And that's, he proved himself again Friday night.
Yeah, he did just that. I mean, he probably had the rankest bull in the pen, turned out and actually won the deal. I think it was somewhere around 88.5, I think, was his score there on the first round. And, shoot, I think that was the highest mark score of the weekend, wasn't it?
Yes, sir, 88.5, but the highest score of the weekend.
I don't think anybody else topped him, but I'll tell you what, man. Well, you know, when it comes down to those ranked bulls, Brian really stepped up to the plate. But speaking of that, let's talk about a veteran cowboy in Colby Yates. You know, I mean, this guy here, you know, you don't hear from him for a while, but he makes just enough to keep himself on tour, comes out at the Iron Cowboy and makes a statement. Not only did he come out and make a statement, but he's also the first American to actually win an event this season at all. I mean, it's been dominated by the Brazilians. Brazilians dominated down here in Palmetto. I mean, the first three places, I think, went to the Brazilians in the average for the finals, you know. So it was these Brazilians have really got their game on and they know how to ride bulls. And they've taken every event so far in the Built Ford Tough Series except for this one. And when it came down to the Iron Cowboy, that's right, you saw Colby Yates come to it. And, I mean, he brought his A game. And it came down to him and Austin Meyer. Austin drew Bushwhacker, and Colby drew I'm a Gangster. And sure enough, I'll tell you what, both bulls scored real high. You can't say enough about that bull Bushwhacker. I mean, really? He scored 47.5 points with his bull mark. Yeah. This bull don't get bull of the year. I'm telling you, there ain't a bull out there that should. Bushwhacker is definitely in contention to be bull of the year. He's proven himself week in and week out now. And I think the Cowboys are really realizing that, you know, I think they're worried to get on him anymore. I just don't know when it's going to be, but you know somebody's going to take him. And I do see that Miss Cat Johnson is in there. How about Brian? Now, this cat we actually watched at the NBR Finals just last week in Raleigh, North Carolina. Had a tough go at it, but ended up finishing fifth this weekend in the Zebra event up north. And want to say congratulations to Brian up there, and as well as Cat Johnson at catjohnson.net because she sponsors him. And, you know, well, shoot, I'm just so happy for both of y'all. It's great to see Brian and get a chance to meet him and definitely look forward to seeing him in contention. I see Miss Cat out there posting. Now, I'm trying to drive and keep it between the white lines so you can't be throwing too many things at me. And I'm kind of waiting to see if Mrs. Macon 8 is going to kind of steal herself away and jump on board with us and talk about this weekend. She's been sitting back being all quiet, and I thought we were going to get her on the line here. Maybe we'll be able to get her. I'm not real sure. Speak of the devil, there she is. Let's see if we can't go ahead and get her on the line here and talk with you, the fans. Mrs. Macon 8, are you with us?
I am with you. I've been listening the whole show.
Well, I was waiting for you to jump on any time as we were talking about this weekend and how the bull riding went and tell us what your perspective was. What did you think about it?
I think it was a good show. It was definitely one of the best shows we've had down here in a while. So.
Yeah, it was. But, you know, they had Frank Bowles, and Diamond W Rodeo Productions put on a good deal. We're really happy to see Doug Walker and a bunch of the guys that we haven't seen in so long. And, well, shoot, you know, you put Luke Kaufman and Matt Merritt out there in the arena. You know, we had a jam-packed time. And, shoot, one of the bull riders there, B.J. Carter, ended up doing a goat roping contest competition at his place after the deal Friday night. And, shoot, I think Matt Merritt actually won a little money. I think he finished, like, third in that deal. You were down there, too, right, Jay?
Yes, sir. We rode goats until 6 in the morning.
Yeah, that's it was definitely a long night, for sure. yeah,
well, it was definitely a lot of fun seeing everybody that we haven't seen in a while, so.
Yeah, most definitely. You know, and that's what it's about, just spending time with your family, you know. I mean, your rodeo family. And, well, shoot, Jay, you can attest to that, man. I mean, you know, rodeo, look at us, man. We're all with you back home. I mean, rodeo family. It's just the way it goes. You take care of each other. You watch my back, I'll watch yours. That's right, because you never know. We might get stuck up here in Micanopy and need a place to stay.
The door's always open.
That's the way it goes in the rodeo business, for sure. So, it really was a great weekend all the way around. And, well, shoot. You know, I got to tell you, though.
Well, if Jay ever gets stuck down this way again, I'll be sure to make him another sandwich.
I would greatly appreciate it. Sandwich I've had.
Yeah, we stopped off to get some gas for the truck, and we were heading out, and I asked him, I said, do you want to grab a snack and go? He's like, man, I'm stuffed. He's like, I haven't had a meal that good in a long time.
Now everybody has just heard all that about my meal that I cook, so I don't want to hear it from you anymore that I can't cook.
Didn't let me finish. I was just getting ready to tell Jay that he must have caught you on a good day.
Don't talk to her like that. Great job.
Yeah, I hear you. Jay is actually from, where are you from, Jay?
Everywhere, Florida.
Everywhere, Florida. But he lives... currently resides. He hangs his hat in Micanopy, Florida. And that's where we're bringing him up to. It's actually just north of Ocala, just south of Gainesville, up there in Gator Country.
Yes, sir. Home of the Swamp.
No doubt. But, we're just, you know, doing what we do for our rodeo family, and that's just coming out, having a good time. And, shoot, we've been talking rodeo the whole way. Now, Jay, you're actually kind of this guy's been tickled, thrilled to death the whole ride up. I mean, this guy, you can't get him off the computer. He's been on his Facebook and everything. Can't believe that we can sit here and drive down the road and talk, you know, be on the computer at the same time, huh?
I love it. It's awesome.
Well, he don't know how the Making Eight fans or how we roll. So, we're kind of breaking him in there, Making Eight Maniacs. But, Miss Kelly, I got to tell you, we had a great time. It was great for you and I to be able to hang out and just, well, shoot, take a break, take a day off. You know, we didn't actually have to go to work at this bull ride, and we got to just sit around and have a good time, huh?
It was just great for me to finally get out to one. You've been traveling so much without me. I haven't been to one in so long.
Yeah, I know that's right. I know that's right. You've been hard working at home, and you deserve this weekend to get out there with the fans. You know, you really did.
well, thank you.
Well, anyways. We're going to let you get back to it, and I sure appreciate you jumping on board and talking with all the Making Eight fans out there. And, you know, unless something drastic happens and we're out at a bull ride somewhere next weekend, you know that you'll be with us here for the Back on the Ranch show.
Oh, yeah.
All right, darling. Well, I guess I'll see you back here in a couple hours. Make sure the house is clean.
All right. Well, you drive safe.
All right, darling. Love you.
Love you, too.
All right. Well, that's right. Mrs. Making Eight jumping on board with us. And, yes, Jay would be the one typing. He is running our switchboard here for us tonight, and he's doing a pretty good job at it. So, but I think we got about 30 minutes left in the show, so I think we're going to run down and take another short break here, fans, if we can get the old cowboy to jump back out here and play another song. It would be in the T section there, amigo.
What T come after?
Yeah, now, I tell you what, we did see some of the guys down here that actually have not been to school, and there's a funny story behind that. We'll talk about it when we come back, so don't go anywhere, fans. You're listening to the Back on the Ranch show on a Sunday night with Megan Eight. This next one goes out to the lovely Miss Brooke Coates and her family. We love you. We miss you, darling. We'll see you soon.
Was 107, we were heading to town. She had her sleeves rolled up and the windows rolled down. Ooh, that girl is a cowboy. Robert Earl was singing out the fucking song. With every word the king was bringing, she was singing along. That girl is a cowboy, and sometimes the best cowboy ain't cowboys at all. She's got my back even when it's against the wall. Well, I need a friend, well, she's the guy I call. Sometimes the best cowboys ain't cowboys at all. So I took her out the shore, have a rope and ride. Can't believe that it was me that wound a broken tie.
Ooh, that girl is a cowboy.
So that night, well, I decided we should paint the town. I made it home, although I really don't remember how.
Ooh, that girl is a cowboy. Sometimes the best cowboys ain't cowboys at all. She's got my back even when it's against the wall.
When I need a friend, well, she's the guy I call.
Sometimes the best cowboys.
Cowboy's God. Man, she's something when she's one of the boys, but something else anytime she's not.
Sometimes the best cowboy ain't cowboys at all. She's got my back even when it's against the wall.
Brett Weldon, inviting you to join us at Making8.com. No matter if you're passing his tying a calf in less than 8 seconds or staying aboard to the back of a Mad Bucker for 8 seconds, we got you covered. If it's happening in the rodeo arena, it's happening right here. That's Making8.com. Get a grip.
All right. Welcome back on the ranch right here with Making Eight. And, well, we're not really back on the ranch. We're kind of back on the highway as we're heading up north here to Micanopy, Florida. We're hauling Jay Walker here with us and having a good time. We had a good day just hanging out, talking, trying to set some things up. And, of course, like I said, these songs are dedicated to the lovely Brooke Coates, who we're going to miss, you know, due to that tragic accident there this weekend at the Remington Rodeo Arena, Crosstown Expressway. And you know, we got to send our prayers out to their family and just shoot our whole rodeo family. You know, we're all hit hard by this deal. But bottom line is this, you know, the rodeos will go on, the bull rides will go on. And, you know, we love this game, and we're not going to get away from it. And I don't think Brooke would have wanted it any other way, for sure. But let's see. Oh, yes, sir. I see that we do have our good buddy here and all of our European bull riders tuned in right now on Making Eight. And we do appreciate you guys for jumping on board. And thank you guys for being a big part of Making Eight. And we look forward to doing some more work with you guys. We're excited to hear about what you guys have going on in your events. Well, we did have a really good event down here in Palmetto, Florida, but we had an even bigger one in Dallas, Texas, and Arlington, Texas, I should say, there at the new Dallas Cowboy Stadium. And, you know, it was a big deal. I know that some of you guys were able to tune in and watch as, you know, Cowboy Dave, PBR Get Tough, was down there and sending up tweets and taking pictures and posting them online. And, you know, we did miss the broadcast due to some of the situations that occurred over Friday night. We was on the phone, and we was just having a real rough time with that whole deal. But, you know, we did get a chance to follow some of his tweets, and we did get a chance to see what was going on with that Iron Cowboy there. And how about Colby Yates, man? Congratulations to that guy. Man, you got a funny story, though, about hanging out with Colby Yates, don't you there, Jay?
I do. I don't know if I can explain. It might be confidential information.
It might be confidential information. Well, I know you said that you was hitting up some hotel rooms with him and hanging out, having a good time, but, you know, you got to love that song. Which one is it that he sings, Heading to the Rodeo, right? Oh, that's right. Yeah, that's right. It was the other one. The other one that Colby Yates is world famous and known for. And, well, I'll tell you what, you must have made him play that song 100 times, didn't you?
It was more like 7, but he was definitely getting aggravated about it.
Yeah, I hear you. But we all love Colby Yates, and congratulations to him. And, shoot, we're just so excited for him. And, you know, it was cool to see him and Austin Meyer go at it, and they both had two real tough bulls. And, you know, when they got on the bulls, the thing that impressed me the most was Colby Yates went through the entire chain. I mean, he started up in round one. Austin Meyer got a break because he got that first round bye, I guess you could say. So he didn't actually have to start riding until round two. But then again, Austin Meyer had to get some re-rides done because he got fouled out coming out on Big Tech, so he got a re-ride. You know, and I mean, so both of those cowboys were really worn down when it came to those top bulls, you know. But I'm a gangster and bushwhacker. I mean, they just took it to a whole new level right there. Both those bulls bucked hard, but you can't say enough about that bull bushwhacker. He is definitely going to be bull of the year. In my book, I can't see any other bull coming in there and making two high marks like he's made in a season like that. I mean, those are record-breaking markouts, you know, for a bull. 47.5, 47.25 earlier this year. I mean, what do you think about a bull like that, Jay?
He definitely bucks. He's got some tricks to him. I mean, he kicks like a bareback horse and spins like a top. But eventually, but they always ride him. Eventually, somebody will get him rode, and we'll see if he continues his rank streak, which I truly believe that he will.
Yeah, definitely. I'm trying to catch up. I did not catch any word on Ryan McConnell. I didn't actually see what happened there with him. Is he all right? Was it something that happened there at the Iron Cowboy? I did kind of miss that part, but we did get to catch some of the highlights, you know. The coolest thing was, daggone Colby Yates scoring 92.25 on that bull that he had there. I believe it was in his third round that he had against Valderon and scored 92.25, and that was a great job for him to stick things out and make those rides like he needed to. trying to see what's going on here. Yeah, you know what? We sure do appreciate it there. And I'm not quite sure how to pronounce the name, but I will tell you this, that our European bull riders have really stuck out and really made mention about what's going on here in our family. You know, it doesn't matter. You know, rodeo family is a rodeo family. And, you know, whether you're overseas or whether you're, you know, you're here, you're a bull rider, you're part of that family. Looks like Miss Kat Johnson posted a injury update here on Ryan McConnell, saying that he had a history of neck problems, was transported to the local hospital after complaining of a neck of neck pains. Oh, it looks like that he's just sustained a neck strain, so that's good news for him. And hopefully we'll see him back at it here real, real soon. As Ryan McConnell's another great hand, and look forward to seeing him up there on the tour. Well, shoot, we got about 20 minutes left in our show, Jay. What are we going to talk about now, man?
I don't know. What do you want to talk about?
Well, shoot. We got 20 minutes to kill, man. We got, you know, like I said, we had a good weekend watching some great bull riding. There's bull riding going on all over, you know, and that's the cool thing that we love about this sport is, you know, you can find a bull ride just about anywhere. And, well, shoot, you know, I mean, I do know, oh, they had a benefit bull ride going on there at the 4C Ranch there in Stevensville, Texas this weekend, today. And if you guys have been following Mason Pate and McKinnon Wimberly, you know that they were out there, and good to see McKinnon out there and about, you know, after his injury. It was really nice to see him, and of course Brendan Clark and all those guys, really happy to see him back around the arena. Look forward to seeing him back in the arena and slotting down in those bucking shoes, and we know that he will, just because he's so aggressive and just loves the sport, you know. Just like all of us do, you know, we know it's at stake, but yeah, we can't get away. I mean, this is, you know, it's a rough game, but we love to play it for sure. Man, I'm just trying to keep it between the lines here. It looks like we only got about 2 miles, and we're getting ready to jump off.
2 miles, I'll be in the canopy.
Did we seriously pass Ocala already?
Yeah, we're through Ocala. We're done. Ocala's gone.
Man, we got to talking so much, and I just forgot where I was. Getting
glad we woke up before we got to the exit.
Yeah, me too. We'd have flat drove right by it. But, yeah, we're having a good time down here and hanging out with Jay and look forward to being back around this way or having him back down in our parts. I know he'll be looking forward to getting back down there and checking out Mrs. Making Eight and enjoying her dinners.
Oh, for sure. The lady can cook now.
So, hey, that's you know, that's a word to all of you Making Eight fans, that if y'all want to come down, Mrs. Making Eight will cook for you, I promise you.
And you don't have to get up and do anything. She's almost like a waitress. It's great, guys. Definitely stop by and try to, I believe, a good tip.
Yeah, that's right. Hey, please leave a good tip. So, yeah, we're about half a mile away from getting off the exit here. I'm going to have to get old J-Bird to give me some directions here to the house.
We're going to make a right. And make a right. We're gonna. I'm not giving directions over the internet.
Well, come on, man. They're radio family. Who knows who show up there at Jay Bird's house? I'll give you his address when we leave here if you want, and I'll give you his telephone number so y'all can call him late at night too.
Only if you're 21 to 25 and single and have a big ranch and female.
Yeah, you had to specify that, right? Well, hey, you know what, though? You know, you and I were actually talking, and you said, hey, where are all the hot women? And I said, well, they're here. You know, they're all the Making Eight maniacs. I mean, well, shoot, you know, we got a cougar in the house and Miss Kat Johnson. I'll have to throw a promo up as we get ready to leave here. You know what, let's just whip it right up in here. We'll hang out for a few minutes here as we wind down our show. But, shoot, yeah, you know, Jay Bird said, well, hey, let's do an auction thing. So I'm just going to let you young ladies know that if you're interested, Jay Bird is available. You can find him on Facebook. And, y'all get over there and hang out and go say hi to him. It's Jay Welker, and you can find him on my friends list. You guys get over there and make sure to find him. The hot women are cougars. That's right. Miss Kat Johnson is one of them, too. Let me tell you. We just saw her in Raleigh, North Carolina, as she was down there with her husband. But she was down there, and she was hanging out with us and sponsored one of the bull riders down there in Brian, who ended up finishing fifth to this weekend in the Zebra event up there. And I think it was Ohio, I think, is where he was at. Let's see. And, you know, I will say that Jay is well of age. He's a kind of a veteran. You've been around for a long time. 28 years old for a bull rider is you've been around that rodeo road for a long time, haven't you?
Yes, sir. I've been getting on him since I was 12. So maybe only 28. It sounds young, but when you talk about bull riders, it's I'm a veteran. I don't want to say it, but I'm a veteran.
Yeah, you are. And we're seeing that Miss Kat Johnson throwing that out there. She was wearing her high heel cowboy boots, and they were sharp too. But she kept sliding through the railing there up on the. We were right up there on the bucking chutes. The bucking chutes were designed for Jerome Davis actually, and he had a platform on the side of them, and she kept falling through them with her boots. I was very glad to see that she didn't end up breaking a heel out of that deal.
Well, that's why you don't wear high heel cowboy boots.
Yeah, that's for sure. But
you wear cowboy boots to the rodeo.
But then again, she wasn't expecting to be that close to those bucking chutes either, but she didn't know how to make an eight roll.
Well, it's almost like the girls that wear flip-flops to the rodeo, so come on. And then complaining their toes get dirty.
That's for sure. They sure do. But anyways, fans, you know what? We're only about 10 minutes left in the show, and wanted to open up the phone lines if you guys were interested. 646-915-9940. Y'all can jump on here and give us a call. I think we're going to wind things down and just take another short break. And if we don't get any callers on the line, well, shoot, then we just might break out of here a little bit early. Get ready for our lunch hour show tomorrow. We got about a 2.5-hour ride back to the house here after we drop Jay Bird off. I wish we had the camera with us because we'd do another Life on the Road series, but unfortunately that's not the case. We're going to get Jay Bird out here to travel with us, though. He's a good hand. He's fun to be around, too. We're always laughing and cutting up, ain't we, Jay?
We're trying to. You're probably laughing at me trying to work this computer, but...
I know. It takes skill, man. You know, I can actually drive behind the wheel and work the computer, and I do it well, you know?
You do. You do. It's a little scary, but you do quite well.
Yeah, I do, but... Hey, you know what? It comes with practice. It comes with practice, I'll tell you that. Let's see here. What's another good song that we can throw out here in dedication to Brooke Coates? I think we got to – let's see. What do we got? Oh, you know what? Before we do
– oh, boy.
Yeah, we're going to – let's see. We'll come up with another good one here. Trying to think of a good one here that would be really nice to play for as we wind down our show here on the Back on the Ranch deal. I don't want to throw that one out there just yet. I think we're going to close with that one. Let's see. What do you got?
I don't have anything.
Oh, okay. All right. We're going to play a little Brooks and Dunn here, and then we come back, we're going to start wrapping things up. But before we do, we're going to throw out the Kat Johnson commercial. So all of you Making 8 fans out there, go check out katjohnson.net and let's have some fun. You listen to the Back on the Ranch show right here with Making 8, your official voice of Rank Bull Apparel and BuckersNow.com.
This is Kat Johnson. If you're looking for more than an 8-second ride, check out katjohnson.net.
Stay in the saddle. Yeah, right.
Johnson of CatJohnson.net with Macon 8. Let's buck.
Welcome back to the Back on the Ranch show right here with Macon 8. That's right. We're winding things down here toward the end of our show. We're also winding things down toward the end of our destination. Jay, we ain't going to get you in trouble for holding you out, are we?
I'm a grown man. I do what I want. I do what I want.
That's right, but shoot, we've had a great time hanging out with Jay this weekend, and shoot, all the other guys of the Southern States and Florida here, that we missed our rodeo family right down here in Florida, and we've been out so much on the road, we haven't had an opportunity to hang out with them a whole lot these past few months, so it was really good to get back and see these guys, and well, shoot, Jay, we just look forward to seeing you out here again riding real soon, man.
Hopefully I can be back on track and riding like I was last time you seen me.
Yeah, I know. You know, that was really funny because we went up to a bull ride in Dade City, and Jay, there's a whole funny storyline behind that. But Jay says, he came up to me before the show and said, hey, man, I need to borrow $20 for my entries. And I said, well, shoot, man, I don't know if I got that on me. And he said, well, I'll double it up or something. We had made out some agreement there coming back. And sure enough, Jay Welker comes out and wins that deal, didn't you?
No, I won a second. But matter of fact, you told me that you couldn't load it to me because Austin Gross.
That's
and other guys were entered, and I said, I ain't worried about them. So, yeah.
That's right.
You lost out. You didn't even loan me the money.
I know, right? And I'd have had it paid back with interest on that deal. And, yeah, sure enough, man, I had to open my mouth, insert foot right there because, yeah, Jay is definitely a hand. And if you guys are not following him on Facebook, get over there and follow him. But make sure you guys put down Macon 8 so he knows because otherwise he won't accept you. We found that out today.
That's very true. I pick and choose my crowd. I'm out with different crews.
That's right, and he don't want anybody that's going to come back and get him in trouble.
No trouble.
But, yeah, for sure, we do appreciate Jay, and you guys make sure when you guys add him as a friend that you guys put down Macon 8 Maniac or Macon 8 Fan or something like that, so that way he knows that you're one of the fans out there and want to follow along and see how he's doing. Make sure to stay, keep him out of trouble, but send him some good requests out there. But I think that's going to do it for our show here tonight there, Macon 8 fans. We do appreciate all of y'all for tuning in. We're going to talk more about bull riding. We'll talk more about the PBR and the Ironman. As they get things go back in their season here, they're going to get things back underway. I'm actually not quite sure where they're headed next. I think they're heading out west, but I'm not 100%. But I will tell you this, they're coming to Tampa, Florida here real, real soon. So you guys stay tuned to that. And get over to BuckersNow.com. Build your profile, and let's get a grip of those deals. I'm telling you, it's going to be a wild, wild, wild next couple months, so you guys stay tuned to Making Eight as we get ready to bring you all the action. We got a song here that we're going to close out, of course, in memory of our good friend Brooke Coates, and want to let y'all know that we do appreciate every one of y'all for sending out your prayer requests, and keep that family in your prayers because they definitely are going to need it. And Jay, you know, I mean, I know you've talked to her mom and, you know, here in the last couple of days, and we know that they're doing okay. The one thing that really stood out to me is if you guys go back and actually listen to the news video that was posted out there by Making Eight, you know, her uncle was out there and said that, you know, she was definitely doing something that she loved, right?
Oh, yeah. So the girl had a tremendous love for the sport. All she wanted to do was get better and better, and I was trying to help her through it. Her father was real supportive. It's just a real tragic loss and a real tragic moment right now for all of us. But it'll get better, and we'll just keep riding for you, Brooke, so smile upstairs.
That's right. That's right. And this next song is going to go out to her and her family as well. As we wrap up here, our Back on the Ranch show on a Sunday night, dedicating this show to Brooke Coates. And we love you. We miss you. And we'll see you guys down the road. Don't forget our Lunch Hour Radio show, 12:30 Eastern Standard Time tomorrow. I want to thank everybody for tuning in here tonight. Until tomorrow, y'all get a grip with Making Eight.
Lift my friend up.